You can send me a message through my website, which is thecountrywriter.com. You can also find my books there. There are three of them, including my latest, which is a book of puns called Puns for Grown People. This week, the number you have dialed. Cell phones have certainly changed our lives, but I'm not altogether convinced it's for the better. If my life were a TV series, the following could have been a recent episode. We now join me in the men's room at Brahms, where Siri all of a sudden says, "In 800 feet, turn right at the intersection." Well, this was when I realized that my map app was still on, but I couldn't get to it at the moment. All of a sudden, some guy from the stall says, "Lady, you're in the wrong bathroom." So I said, "Sir, that lady you're hearing is on my phone." To which he replied, "What's wrong with you kids? You think it's okay to use whatever bathroom you want. I don't care what you believe. Get that woman out of the men's room." So Siri then chimes in and says, "Your destination is up ahead." To which he replied, "Both of you have a destination, all right." So I said, "Sir, I'm leaving now." To which he replied, "Good. Take her with you." To which Siri said, "Make a U-turn at the intersection." Younger people are often better at understanding the latest developments in technology. Us older folks either begrudgingly accept it because we have to, or for the most part, just ignore it until we need it. I've noticed a distinct difference between trying to reach someone who still works and someone who's retired. If I text or call a person who still has a job, they usually text back quickly or at least answer their phone eventually. Retired people might mention to you at church on Sunday that they saw your Tuesday text on Saturday. It seems the eat at 4:30 crowd is easily distracted, and they just don't have to care about much of anything. I envy that. The truth is, most folks these days seem to be in a great big hurry. Most of the time, it's not for any good reason. When I was a kid, we didn't get a phone until I was in third grade. It honestly didn't seem to be an issue until we got a phone. Only then did we feel an urgency to communicate with someone else who was ringing a bell in our home. What a long way we've come from then to now. I spoke at a veterans event where a gentleman who had retired from the Army said, "I'm going to take a picture of this with my phone." He was talking about one of my books I've written. I assumed he was going to share it with someone, so I mentioned how if someone had told us 50 years before that they were going to take a picture of something with their phone, we'd have thought they'd lost it. Cell phones have replaced many devices that have now gone the way of the buggy whip. Phones can record our voices, so we don't need a tape recorder. Phones take photos. Goodbye, Kodak. Phones shoot video. See ya, camcorder. And the guy with the bad suit at Sears who sold me mine. Phones play music. Bye-bye, record players, vinyl, CDs, cassettes, and the independent music stores that carried the latest tunes from our favorite bands. Likely, the most interesting thing cell phones now do for us is tell us where to go when we need directions. We no longer need a bunch of Texaco road maps. Used to be, when your dad was driving the family out of a Stuckey's and had obviously become lost, your mom would spend 5 minutes arguing with your dad that he was lost, while he claimed he wasn't. After giving up on convincing him to stop and ask for directions, she would fish through the Buick's glove box looking for the newest road map. It would unfold from something the size of your forearm into a piece of paper that took up the entire front seat of the Electra 225 Limited. As nostalgic as we are now for those days, the cell phone, usually anyway, can give you directions. It can be done quickly, accurately, and in most cases, by pressing a button on your phone and asking how to get somewhere. That's what I had done recently when I was trying to find a road out in the country. I'd given Siri a request to help me find this specific road, which she promptly did. But I saw something that stopped me in my tracks. Brahms. If you're not familiar with Brahms, it's a hamburger and ice cream place. And my sudden urge to consume ice cream had derailed my mission of finding that country road. I parked, went inside, and had the best intentions of taking a quick pit stop and then getting some ice cream, and maybe some muffins and brownies too, before getting back on the road. But it seemed I was easily distracted. My apologies to the fellow in the men's room. Sorry if I upset your day. Siri also sends her apologies. But hey, in all fairness to her and me, it was about 4:30 p.m. I'm John Moore. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you have a great rest of the week. God bless.